He came oh so close to nabbing Georgia Love's heart, but unfortunately he didn't quite get across the line. He didn't get the rose last night. But hey, he gets to talk to us this morning. It's kind of a consolation prize. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. I think it's a great consolation prize, definitely.
Now, we were interviewing a lot of people from The Bachelor this season, and some of the girls that were coming off that show kept saying, you know, that they didn't genuinely have a connection. Now, you genuinely did have a connection with Georgia, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
And if things don't work out with the person she chooses at the end, will you ring her and say you've made a mistake?
No, I don't think I'd do that.
Hang on a sec. What happens if you saw her at a nice nightclub later on? Would you disco pass her and see what happened next?
How long down the track are we talking?
Okay, I'm saying maybe like a month after the breakup. Like, she's good to go.
And you've had a few drinks.
I feel like we'd have a chat and just take it, just, you know, see how it
you've
goes.
Already chatted.
You've already chatted. You know who she is.
We've seen it on national TV. You've
had
the chat.
You're putting me under pressure here. I don't know what to
she's
say.
Wearing a black dress. You've had a few drinks. You're at a nightclub. Disco pash or not?
The candles.
If she's 100% single, then yeah, definitely.
Oh, see, look, you can just see the headlines now.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it, I'm sprung.
Jake plans to nab Georgia back. But look, Jake, I do want to talk about something a little bit more serious at the moment.
Yep.
We are seeing in the press at the moment that unfortunately Georgia's mum is going through a pretty tough situation with cancer, which is something that, you know, your family has been through as well. And I just want to say I really love how you guys have all banded together behind Georgia. It's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely the hardest part at the moment. You know, my heart broke when I found the news, you know, heard the news the other day. And, you know, the hardest part is not being able to reach out and directly get in contact with her. You know, it's especially for me because of how much family values mean to me, and that's what we both connected on. You know, just to let her know that I care, my family care, and, you know, we're all thinking about her in this really tough time.
So why can't you reach out? Is it something to do with the contracts of Channel 10 just saying, you know, she's off limits until the finale?
Look, I think it's just because, you know, everything going on with the show and, you know, and with the finale as well. But, you know, look, at the same time, as much as I'd love to talk, you know, call her and let her know that, you know, I'd also like to give her and her family, like, you know, a bit of privacy in this. You know, it's a very tough situation that it's unimaginable to a lot of people. So I think it's more just for them to have their own time.
You sound like such a lovely person. I'm sure you're not going to be single for long. I'm sure that there's going to be lots of people online hitting you up and hitting you on Tinder and hitting up, you know, Facebook and just hitting you up on the street. Because you're still looking for love, aren't you?
I am. So, you know, I've kept a bit of a low profile the last couple of months while it's gone to air. So look, whatever happens, and I'm excited for, I guess, the next chapter.
All right. Well, speaking of profile, what's your Tinder name, Jake?
There's no Tinder.
Well, how do we find you? Like, how do we tell the ladies of CQ?
Well, Tinder just would not hold up after being on The Bachelorette. Like, it just would not.
I don't know. I don't think I'm game to do it. But like I haven't, I'm on social media, but it'll probably go public eventually today, but I don't know what to expect really.
Oh, well, good luck with Love's Journey. Thanks for joining us, Jake.
Thanks guys. It's been a pleasure.